Hey, Buzz, you hear about the Switch?
He's right over there.
Not that Switch, our Switch, to APG&E.
Well, we can do that?
Customers can switch electric suppliers anytime to find a better rate, lock in pricing.
I don't want new wires. I'm very attached to ours.
Only the part of the bill that covers electricity supply changes.
To APG&E?
People love their flexible, affordable electricity.
Nice.
Learn more at APGE.com.
I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it, Una? Who have we got?
This mystery guest is from Galway. She is the leader of an international team, and she's been all over the news recently for something absolutely amazing.
I'm thinking sports. What about the Irish women rugby team? Bevan Parsons? Is it Bevan Parsons?
Nope.
Oh, God, I'm out then.
I have no idea. Hold on a second. Hold on. So she's been all over the news recently.
Well, you're a news person, you should know.
Amazing, right? I did see something in the news this week that was pretty, like, incredible. So, mystery guest, are you the lady that discovered a whole new planet?
I am indeed.
What?
Oh my God, Chloe Lawler?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everyone has been talking about this in the office.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
This is fantastic. So, Chloe, first off, lovely to meet you and congratulations on discovering this new planet. What is the name of the planet?
The planet's name is Whispet 2C.
And why is it called Whispet? It kind of sounds like a whisper. Whispet 2C.
That's exactly what I keep saying. So it's actually an anagram for Wide Separation Planets in Time. So this is the name of the survey that originally detected the disk around the star. And the two comes from it being the second object of interest in this survey.
Okay.
And then, so the B and the C, so the B was the planet we discovered a couple of months ago, you might remember back in August, and then the new one is C.
Tell us about this planet. Like, is it a big one? Is it a kind of middling, you know?
It's pretty big. It's about 10 times as massive as Jupiter. So Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system.
Okay, so
quite
for,
big, yeah.
For those of us who don't know the size of Jupiter, what in comparison to Earth, the ball of Earth and water that we're spinning on here, in comparison to that, how is it bigger or smaller than Earth?
Oh, it's much, much bigger than Earth.
Right.
So is it in our solar system? So it's bigger than Jupiter. So is it one of our planets now?
No, it's outside of our solar system. So it's about 340 light years away, it seems very far, but comparatively, you know, with the whole size of space, it's actually quite nearby.
So whose solar system is it in then?
We don't know if there's anyone there to claim that it's their solar system.
Oh, yes, you do. You do. You believe, Chloe. Oh, go on. Have you seen any of them? The aliens.
Yeah, they gave me a bit of a wave.
So, come here. Is the planet in any way habitable, or do we know what type of gases or anything is on the planet?
Likely wouldn't be habitable because it's a gas giant planet. Oh. So, primarily made up of gas. But also, it's 15 times as far away from its star as we are from ours. So it's probably a little bit too far that it would be, like, too cold.
Oh, okay.
Well, where is our star?
It's just over there. You know, the sun.
Oh, the sun. No, excuse me.
It's all right. It's cloudy today. No, you didn't see it.
But no question is a silly question. Chloe understands that. But the way you said our star, what is our star?
The sun.
The sun.
Yeah.
Our star is the sun, yeah.
You know, sun is
a
star.
Okay, I didn't know the sun was a star.
What do you think it was?
I call my children the sun and the stars, so I don't say you're all stars.
You also call me a big gas planet.
Yeah. Full of gas, all right. Okay, so it's 15 times further away from their sun as we are from our sun.
Yeah.
Chloe, have you any aspirations to actually go to space yourself? Maybe do some research on the International Space Station or get on that rocket to Mars or anything?
I mean, it'd be pretty amazing to go to space and be one of the few people that could say they've done it. But I don't know if I could survive in such an enclosed space for so long.
Yeah.
I think I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I think we'd be very good at it because we're in enclosed space on a daily. Like we're in what is the size of the International Space Station, one of the capsules.
I know, but I have an escape plan every day. I would not have that.
Una has a go bag. The problem is just full of purple snacks. Yeah. She wouldn't last very long.
We spoke to an astronaut before, didn't we? And
we did.
He told us about the whole going to the toilet situation as well. Do you know the situation? But how? Obviously you do, Chloe. Zoe, with the astronauts going to the bathroom.
Yeah, everything starts floating.
Everything starts floating. It ain't called a floater for nothing. So, Chloe, where did you, whereabouts were you in the world when you discovered this new planet?
In my office, the University of Galway. I had finished processing the data and I thought I was just looking at a bunch of squiggles. I wasn't really sure what it was. And I had sent it over to my supervisor, who has significantly more knowledge than I do. And then he came into my office a few minutes later shouting about how we'd found a planet.
That's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. One question now. Cooper's going to kill me for this one, right?
Not at all. No such thing as a stupid question from you.
So, Chloe, astronomy and the planets and, you know, our star signs and everything.
That's astrology.
Oh, right.
You're so close, but so far.
So, but what star sign are you, Chloe?
Which is wispy.
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius. Okay. So would you be like, would you believe in the astrology, being an astronomer?
I do not pay attention to those things at all.
Oh, God.
Listen, it has been an absolute honour to talk to you, Chloe Lawler. You absolute legend. We wish you every success in finding more planets in our solar system and further and beyond. Thank you so much for being a mystery guest on iRadio.
Thank you for having me.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.